Kum lenin a black mother up to the tzaddik vavam and alam sachs and menachas by the Mishnah. Okay, it says the Mishnah, chavise koyin godl. That mincha that the koyin godl brings, and you divide it in half in the morning and half in the afternoon. You bring a full yisarin, full measurement of an yisarin, a tenth of an eifah. Half of it is brought in the morning and half in the afternoon. Is lishasan when it comes to kneading it, va'arichasan and setting it, va'afiyasan baking it. All of them are avodas that are done in kelim, which make it holy. And once it becomes holy, you can never take it out. Is befnim, they're done inside the Beis Hamikdash. The kelim that are the size of Isarim were not sanctified because they made it for other minchas that you can take out. But the chavisika and gadol were sanctified. They're only done in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash for doiches of the Shabbos, and you have no choice but to repel the Shabbos, because if you make it the day before, for example, for Shabbos, it becomes lina. It stayed overnight. But the grinding of it, the preparatory stages, which is before, the grinding of it, preparatory, very good. And the sifting it ain't the Shabbos, because they don't have to be done in kelim that are sanctified. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva laid down a rule: Kol melacha she'efshal lasay semed Shabbos, any particular work you do before Shabbos, because they don't have to be done in sanctified kelim, ain't no doichel Shabbos. Does not in any way reject Shabbos. Abishiefshal lasay semed Shabbos, but those you could not do erev Shabbos, because the muscle have to be done inside a clay shudders, and if you do them erev Shabbos, there'll be over lin, will be possible the next day. Then doichel Shabbos, it overrides Shabbos. So like we just said, kneading and the setting have to be done inside kelim which are sanctified. If you did it Friday, by the time Shabbat comes around, the puzzle. Kol ha-menachas, all the menachas, yesh behen ma'iseh klei b'fnim. All the menachas have activities that are done inside the Beis Hamikdash. We just said the kneading and the setting. Therefore, they have to be done in klei shoras. The ain behen ma'iseh klei b'chutz. And those things are not done on the outside. Shtei halechem, the two loaves of bread, orkan shiva tfachim. The two loaves of bread are seven tfachim long. That's how long they are. Seven tfachim long. The rochman, dalet tfachim, and they're four tfachim wide. Sorry? It's a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir. Rameir holds an amma is six tfachim. We have a babasa, which we'll have now again. And Rabbi Yehuda holds an amma is five tfachim. So this is not talking about amas. Now we're just talking about tfachim. Each bread was, the bread of Shtei Lechem was seven tfachim long, four tfachim wide. And the karnoisav, on the corners, they made attached a little piece on the corners, as if they were horns. And how long were these horns? Arba, there were four atzba is lechem. As boys, were four. Each one was four fingers long. The four fingers long, which is a tefachon. There were corners sticking out from the bread. Which way they're directed, we'll soon see. Lechem haponim. That's the two loaves of bread they brought on Shavuos. What about the lechem haponim? 12 loaves on lechem haponim. Orkan yutfachim. They were 10 tefachim long. Rochvan hei tefachim. They were 5 tefachim wide. The karnoisav. And how long were their horns? Sheva etzbay. 7 fingers long. How are you going to remember that? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, in order Shaloi Titi shouldn't make a mistake, remember the following. Zadad, Zayin is Zayin Tvachim. This is the Lech, the Shtei Lechem, the Zayin Tvachim long. Dalad is the four Tvachim wide, and Dalad is the four fingers for the corners. And Yahaz is the Lechem upon him. Yahaz is Yud is for Yud Tvachim long. Hey is for five Tvachim wide, and the Zayin is the four corners, the seven corners. Now there's a Piskei Teitzah that everyone always brings down, and let's see if I can find it. Because we say in Haggadah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we have your noisim behem simanim. So, you should remember this, because this is where it comes from. Yeah, but where's this thing here that Rabbi Yehuda always used to like to make simanim? Rabbi Yehuda tasted the last piska taste of the kolkabal jibber. Reish lama dalet. Rabbi Yehuda ha yorogi lost his simanim. He always liked giving simanim. The tzach hadash b'achab, zadad yahaz. Okay. So these are the simanim Rabbi Yehuda used to make. So that's where.
You was a clever guy.
Yeah, but the answer, I work out a reason. So here it makes
the first letters. It doesn't mean any. These words don't mean anything.
But over here, Luchayit, it makes sense, because it's very hard to remember. How you remember? So you give you some money. Why do you need the Tzachar HaShulchan? So when you say the 10 simanim and some of the Torah, that's what I'm trying to understand. What did he do that for? Is he arguing on something in halacha which some people pass in, or is he?
Why is he arguing if he's making simanim?
What for? What's the simanim? You think the tzach hadash b'chav is easier to remember than the dam sodei kinemar of devar? Is it easier?
Yeah, but if you remember the acronym or the symbolism, you'll remember in which order.
It things which you're not normally accustomed to, you're right. But that, anyway, some people want to say that he's trying to say that.
Because it's a once a year thing.
Okay, some people want to say that he's trying to break up the makas into three categories. The first is the tzach, that was, they had one purpose. Then the tzach, adash had another purpose, and be'achab had a third purpose. Or be'achab is, instead, it's not makas b'chayres, it's b'chayres. Which is different than when we said that when we counted the tenth of money, we said makas b'chayres. But when Rabbi Yehuda came along, he said b'chayres. And they're arguing, what's the tenth makas? The tenth makas where Hashem killed the firstborn, or the nest that there's a revolution and the b'chayrim killed themselves? So we say makas b'chayres. The b'chayrim had a revolution. They wanted Ahad to let Eden go, and he didn't, and they started killing out
Mitzrayim. That's the makas sounded for him, and that's the way.
Exactly. Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol. So that's what some say, Makas B'chayres is what the Makas that the B'chayres did. That's how Abish to kill the B'chayres did. And he says, no, B'chayres. Anyway, all kinds of explanations. Anyway, let's get back here. Yeah. Ben Zayma says, V'nasata ala shulchan lechem aponim lefonai. You should place on the table lechem aponim. Lefonai, before me, the showbread. Tommy, the lechem aponim. What do you mean, aponim? Shele aponim. They wanted to have a face. We wanted to have a face. In other words, it's built like a structure. How is it built like a structure? Over here, aponim means walls. The bread has walls. Hashulchan arka yud. So now you have to image this, picture this. Unless you have Ashkelon, show these pictures. The table itself was 10 feet long, and was 5 feet wide. That's how the table was, right? Imagine This is 10 feet long and 5 feet wide. But we just said the bread, according to one opinion, was 10 feet long and 5 feet wide. So what happened? How did they do it? You could have done the length of the table and have stacked up 12 high. It says no. The same thing. You put side by side. So actually, each bread covered five tfachim of the table, and then there were five tfachim hanging out, 2.5 tfachim each direction. What do you do with that? You lifted the sides, it was like a loaf of bread. You lifted the sides 2.5 tfachim, and that was a bread. So the bread was a box, was this long, and then the sides went up like this, 2.5 tfachim high. And then you had another series of challah. There were 6 series. It means it was 15 tfachim high from the base of the table to the top of the bread. That's why it's called showbread. It has 2 walls. That's one opinion. Sorry? What is? What is 1.5 meter? 15 tfachim is 2 amas and a half. And whatever an amma is, depending on which opinion, that's what it works out to be. Okay, so the Gemara... this we do. You have leftover hanging 2.5 tfachim on each side, and you lift them up. Comes on the length of the bread, fills the shulchan, and then you put the other side by side. So therefore, what? The entire table is taken up. Why? Because he holds that an amma is 5 tfachim. And therefore, the shulchan is 2 ammas long, that's 10 tfachim long. And hence, the 2 loaves of bread were put side by side, took up the entire length of the table, and it was 2.5 tfachim high, so it's 15 tfachim high. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir holds that Shulchan Orka Yubesh Tfachim, because he holds that an Amas 6 tfachim, so the table is 2 tfachim, 2 Amas long with 12 tfachim. And you put the bread side by side, like, I mean, I agree, but because you put it side by side and the table was 1 amma wide, which is 6 tvachim, and the bread was 10 tvachim, all you had overhanging now was 2 tvachim on each side. So you lifted the sides and made the panels 2 tvachim, and 6 is only 12 tvachim high. So it's only 12 tvachim high, plus side by side, since they were each one was 6 and 6 is 12, since that the bread was 5 tvachim wide and the table was 12, there was 2 tvachim of space in between the 2 loaves of bread. What did you do with the 2 tvachim of space? Orka yud beis v'rochvei vav lechem aponim orka yud v'rochvei hey nois and orka rav shoshuch and kaifel leave you hanging over tvachim mekan tvachim mekan utvachim reva bem to the tvachim in the center empty kiddesh deha ruach min the shavuz bem. You want that it was hot, you want that there should be some air to breathe. Abashalom, furthermore, Sham, how you nice in Shneva Zichir Levoina Shalechem Pony. Remember, in a cup, they used to put the frankincense, one for each side. Yishmareches, they put it right there in that space on the table directly. Omle, what are you talking about? They didn't put it on the table. Vadikaranema, Venosata, al hamareches levoina zaka. They put it on top of the bread. The levoina zaka was placed all the way on top of the bread, not on the table on the bottom. Amalehem. We think because it's al means on top. Harikvanema, we already had for all of matzah menashe on him of matzah menashe. It says Ephraim, and then it says and on Ephraim was matzah menashe. You think that Ephraim stood menashe stood literally on top of him? He's next. Hard to understand why we bring Allah when we're talking about Al. When we had a whole Gemara before, by the Sish Chacham, it's Al Dam Zivchi, and we said over there that the Abyechen or the Yesh Lakish, if Al means on or Al means next. But I'm a chalekis, remember. If the Chacham has to be right next to you, it could be anywhere, not just Rome. And so on. So it's wondering why we have to bring another Pasik, and it's the wrong word. This is Allah, and this is Al. Why don't we bring what we brought before? Anyway, you already learned is that each side of the Mareches had a wide golden board that went from the bottom all the way to the top to hold the bread in place. It shouldn't crack. So there were four, there were two on each side. There were two Mareches and there were two on each side. They were spread out from the top. So they had a bunch of holes inside these things here, so you could put stangen, you could put like pipes across. They had two on each side, right? So they had the chof ches kanim, a total of 28 kanim. How do you get a total of 28 kanim? Simply like this. The loaves of bread at the bottom of the table didn't have any kanim. The table itself supported it. The betweens, the loaves, there were five betweens, right? You have six loaves, there are five betweens. Each one had three. So four of three is 12 on each side. The top one only had two because it had very little weight on it. It only had this one loaf of bread. It didn't have to have three. It only had two. So if you had 12 and two, it's 14. You had 14 on each side, which makes 28 kanim. That's how you get to 28. And the kanim were shaped kechatzi kone cholum. There was like a semi-circle. Arba also said zev, yudala said zev. Each side had 14. Loisidu kanim, but you should know, organizing these kanim v'lonitilosim, or removal of them, doiches a Shabbos. That activity is not doiches Shabbos. What exactly, what malach are you doing here with the kanim? It seems the malach we're doing here is boina. Putting the kanim in, you're building floors. Removing the kanim is demolishing. Or maybe putting it in can be called makabah patish. But it's not called bainah. You're building and you're now doing it on Shabbos.
Demolishing you're allowed unless you've got a reason to. Just for stamazoi.
That's awesome.
No, I thought demolishing was allowed.
But yeah, but you have a reason. You're demolishing it so you can put the bread in, new bread, and then put new ones in. So you're not sleeping, you're right. Now, so what happened Friday? Well, so see, what did they do? Ela nichnas me'er Shabbos. They entered Friday afternoon. Shem toy. They removed the poles. The noisnei le'orkel shulchan. They lighted down on the width on the length of the table. So for 12 hours, that the bread sitting on top of each other, it didn't really break the bread. It's only after a long time. That's why you need a pole to protect them. Kol hakelim midrash orkel orkel bayis. All the kelim midrash generally they were placed in the length of the base of midrash from mizrach to ma'ariv, from east to west. Says the Gemara, kol menachas yesh b'ma'ase kelim. All the menachas have kelim activities inside the base of midrash. Shalos that be zuminayin lem. How do you know that? How do you know that menachas require a kli shadis? Let me say that. It says in pasuk, vayemer elai. They said to me, the Cheskel is describing the base of midrash there with malachim. We're telling him. Said to me, zehamakom. This is the area. Asher yivashlu shom hakoyni lekoyni. We'll cook. And the kabbonis, asher yoifu, they will bake esa mincha, the mincha, lebulti hoiti, without removing it, ala chotzer achitzen, without taking it out of the outer chotzer. And since we were talking about kabbonis, and the mincha is mincha doimid asham, dumid asham, mincha is like a carbon, asham v'chattas, which is mentioned in the pasuk earlier. Ma asham v'chattas to unen kli, just like asham v'chattas require a keli, af mincha na mitun a keli, mincha also requires a keli. Ha shulchan orka asada, the shulchan is 10 times long. The one who said they had an overhang of 2.5 tefachim, koyful, you double that over, that those are the walls. Nimtza shulchan mikdash is 5 tefachim. Lemaila comes out 2.5 on each side times 5. You have a multiple of 15 tefachim. And the divrei ha'aymet tefachim, the one who says that wow, there was 6 tefachim wide the shulchan, so you had an overhang of 2 tefachim on each side. So multiply that by 6 is 12 tefachim. Nimtza shulchan mikdash you bet tefachim lemaila. But how can it work that out? You're not giving any room for those poles that we just spoke about. Kanim shikua mishakelu. The poles were actually buried into the bread. Remember, though, the inside was a big cavity. We're looking like a boat, or even another boat, like a box. So therefore, it was a big cavity, and the pole was in there. My time, mishum ipushi lechem. The whole problem was we don't want the bread to rot. If the bread is sitting atop each other and the pole's inside the bread, so the bread is still touching, they'll rot. What do you gain?
The magbele purter. One loaf of bread touches the other loaf.
Yeah, no, that's the whole problem. Because Mara understood that you buried it into the bread all the way. So he answered, no, the magbele purter, it's sticky, he raised it a little bit above the bread. Even a millimeter is enough to that the bread is not touching each other, so that it won't rot. That millimeter, you add it up, it's more than the 12 tefachim you said. The aggregate of all of these little millimeters don't equal to a tefach, so we ignore it. What about the bezichin? You just said you laid on top of the top row. There was a spoon there, a keli there, and you put the incense in there. That raised it higher. It sat inside the top bread. Remember the walls, and then it was all flat. It was standing in the bread. It's counted with the bread. What about these things we said? There's 4 fingers long or 7 fingers long. These kronas, they take up room. No, these corners, they were bent over and facing down the hollow cavity of the bread. And the bread was hanging on top of each other, so therefore this take up no space. Now the table had a misgedes all around. It had a little gate, you know, a little very nice embroidery around the table. Well, if it's on top, and the end was a tefach was lying sideways, therefore the bread had to be raised another tefach. So what he told me is 12 tefachim, it's 13 tefachim, or he told me it's 15, it's 16. Va'ikam is gartai. If the Gemara command over this, we follow command over misgarta lamato. He said that this misgedes actually, you had the table, and then beneath the table you had this embroidery, you know, downward. So therefore, it didn't take up any space on top of the table. Freddy Gemara fine, but lamando over misgarta lamaila. He said the one who said that it was a lamaila. Also, it's not a problem. You can answer it because pirkud they have a mifrikita. It wasn't, you thought it was just lying there, level to the table, but it was raised a tefach. No, it was in an angle. It was lying out, it's facing outside the table on an angle, so it took up no space on the table itself. So therefore, you can still have the bread sitting on the table, and there's no stida, even if the mezgeres is going above. The lechem begaved shulchan, the bread is sitting on the table itself. Yosef, Kiritani, we learned, Rabbi Yeshe says, there's a machleik, b'chol, about the sniffing. Rabbi Yossi says, "Loi hoya sham sniffin." He said there were no boards on the outside, you know, hard vertical boards holding the bread together. Ela mizgarta shel shulchan ma'amedes alechem. You had this fence going around the table, this mizgedes, and that held the bottom loaves of bread in stable. And therefore, when you put one on top of the other, the weight that kept it all stable. You didn't need any other additional boards on the outside to hold it at level.
He said that they had, but he would have said there were still these little pipes to keep each loaf separate from the other.
How? What is it sitting? Those are sniffing. It must be bread was sitting on bread.
Sorry? No, but
what was holding up the pipes? They would sink right in. Over there, what held it was you had holes. You had the holes. But if there's no misnephis, what would be holding it together? If there's no sniffing, what would be mechayla? So the Gemara. Taisa said it's a machlekes. Okay, weiter gemacht. Omer am Dechen. Exactly. And Mizgat is Shum and Lechem. Omer Loi, they said back to him, no, Mizgat to the Mount Hoysen. Mizgat is facing downwards, so therefore he needed this difference. We see some a call of Machlekes. Omer Rabbi Yechis Rabbi Yechis Ledivrei Ha'omer, according to the one that says Mizgar to Lamata Haisa, the one who said that the Mizgar is downwards, Tavla Hamis HaPeches. If you have a board that you can use both sides of the board, it's smooth. Usually you have a board, a table. The top part of the table where you put things on is nice and smooth. At the bottom, you didn't waste your time because you're not going to use it anyway. But if you have a board that's smooth on both sides, I mean, you can use it as a keli, as a table in both sides of that board. is Tameya will be Tamei, just like the Shulchan, the Beis HaMikdash, we know could be Tamei. We had before, the Gemara will have it again, Avodah Shlokhi says, Allah Shulchan HaToy, which means you got to make sure it remains Toy, it could become Tamei, and that board on the table, both sides, is level. Is that I, that a table that both sides meet level, is Mekabel Tumah. And the thing like this, a normal table, a flat piece of wood is not Mekabel Tumah. But this flat piece of wood, a pshutu klei, is not Mekabel Tumah. But this one here, because it's so big, and you can put so many things on it, it's as if it has a clay kibble. It's as if it's a receptacle that's ready to receive things. And so therefore, it's Mekabel Tumah.
Does he look at this, the top of the table, as a standalone board, and he disregards the legs that hold it, that support it? It was a table that the table was standing on legs.
That's not making a keli. Legs have no bearing here. A keli has to have a clay kibble. A clay has to have a clay kibble. So if you learn them as Geros as Lamaila, then the table has a clay kibble. That's the clay kibble because you have walls all around it. If you learn them as Geros Lamata, where's your clay kibble? Nothing. Is that I hear that more? That if it's very big, it's Mekabel Tumah. And we know that the table. That is the kibble. The fact that it's big. And we know another factor about the tavla, that it's a tavla misapeches. So from here we learn now that any big board that has both sides are smooth is Mekabel Tumah. If you learn that the Mizgeres was Lamata, but if you learn the Mizgeres was Lamaila, you don't know anywhere that Pshutu Klei is Mekabel Tumah. All we know is that the thing with walls around it.
When you said very big, you use the size of the Shulchan
to Mechaida, that's the only Mokka we have. That's the only Mokka we have. Actually, we'll have a Gemara Mechaidis, a little bit more about it. It just said that if it's very big, maybe there gives more shiur. Then tavla hamisapeches tiboilach. I still have a question. Because if it's a maila, then the shulchan you cannot use as an example because it had walls around it, so it's a keli. What about a table that is smooth on both sides? I don't know an answer. Miklal, the Gemara says from here we see from Rabbi Yechon's statement, the shulchan definitely bar kibul tumah, the shulchan definitely mekabel tumah, l'chayda klei eitz, okay, mekabel tumah. And the question is it klei kibul or is it because it's very big? Now, l'chayda, either way, we have a rule that a structure that is permanent, that never gets, has to be portable to mekabel tumah. A keli which is 40 saw is not mekabel tumah, l'chayda, so then the shulchan was fixed in the Beis HaMikdash, so why should it be mekabel tumah? I don't care which way you learn. The klei eitz, ha'osu l'nachasu, isn't this a table that's meant to be permanently sitting in one place? And what's so what? And we have a rule: the chol kli eitzah osul nachas eight mekabel tumah is not mekabel tumah. How do you know? My timer. Why do we say that? Dumia the sak beina. We need something similar to a sak. Ma sak. Metaltim molevereken. I've come metaltim molevereken. Could we learn that the whole thing from a sak? And a sak is something portable.
Do you have the same discussion about the mizbeach azor? Because the chol it's actually shittim covered in gold.
Yeah, but who says Mekabel Tumah? Here the Pasuk clearly says, we'll see the Gemara again. We had it before. Right? See in a minute. Says the Gemara, now Shulchan, I'm even Metaltel Mavareka, and Kiddush Lakish. What answers? No, the Shulchan is also portable. How do we know? Like Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish told us, and we had it before. Don't Resh Lakish. My Dixiv, it says in the Pasuk, Al Hashulchan, you should put the two marachis and so on and so forth. Al Hashulchan Hatoy on the Toy de Geshulchan. What do you mean on the Toy de Geshulchan? What's the answer to what Hatoy? It's a permanent fixture. It's always Toy. Toy, Mikladika Tommy, could become Tommy. How is that possible? Needs to be portable. On Yom Tov, they used to bring it out. They would show there the hot bread and the piping and the steam were coming out. Look how much the Eibishter loves you. He makes a nest here every week because he loves the Beis HaMikdash. So the bread is piping hot 9 days later, fresh and everything else. So the table, therefore, is portable. That's what Mekabel Tumah says. So the Gemara, and why is this? I'm Rishon Levi. A great miracle. Where's the chiba here showing the shulchan? Because a great ness happened here. I'm Levi. A great ness that happened here. See, look at Kisidudo. The removal of the bread was just like fresh, just like when they put it on. Shenema, that says in Pasuk, Losum Lechem Choyim B'Yoyim Hilachai. You should put hot bread on the day that you took it. It's as hot as the day they took it off, the same day you put it on. So the Gemara, okay, fine. Sorry? Yeah. We'll soon see about Noiv in a minute, yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, we had it already before, yeah. The Gemara, why don't we learn out? Why doesn't the table become tamei? Not because it's portable. What do you have to tell me because it's portable? Tell me because it had a cover, and the cover was metal. And metal is different than wood. Metal could be flat. If it's rowed, tumas midas, if it's rowed for someone to sit on, it's a mekabel tumah. So since the table has all this gold cover coating, therefore it's bottled to the gold, it's mekabel tumah, not because it was taken out of the base of midas 3 times a year, but because it was sifui. How do I know that if a wooden table with a gold plate on it is bottled to the gold plate? Me let nazim learn how shulchan, a table, vaduviki is a material, is a leather tablecloth, which can also be used as a table. Shenifchesu, that suddenly deteriorated, or you covered it with marble things which are not makabel tumah. Now depends. Is b'shaye behen, according to this opinion, if you're still left on the table enough space, mokam hanochas kaisis, in other words, it can still serve as a tablecloth, you can put cups there, what's more important than drinking thing l'chaim, then tumayin, it retains its original tumah. Abi Yehuda says, "Mokum hanochah." No, you need a bigger area than that. I mean, when you drink, you have to eat also. Mokum hanochah chatiches. If you left over a place to eat flesh, if I don't care, most of the table get ruined. If some of that table is still usable to have pieces of food there, of meat, then it's still mekabel tumah. Is mashma shayin only if there's something left? What about lo shay? You covered the entire table with the marble. It's no longer mekabel tumah. Why not a wooden table? Must be because it is buckle. It is tuffle to the cover. So we see that it's tufel to the cover. So the same thing over here by the shulchan. What do you have to tell me, Maisa, that it's movable 3 times a year? Just tell me because it's buckled to the cover. And the cover is mekabel tumah. You're going to want to answer me. You know why we go over there after the cover by the table? Because it was nailed in. Kan betzifui oimid. Over there, we're talking about you nailed in the marble into the table. Therefore, the marble took over. That became now the new cover. By the shulchan, they didn't nail in the gold. Therefore, the wooden table still retains its wood. And therefore, it's not tuffled to the tzifui. And therefore, we have to give another answer that's portable. It's not solved. There's very question. The shlokish asked Abiyechim two questions. He asked, first of all, tzifui oimid. This din that we say that the table is buckled to the cover, is it only if it's permanently fixed in with nails or glue, or even if it's just put on there as tam? That was question number one. And the next question was, that if he covered also, does he have to also cover the border of the table? Even if it doesn't cover the border of the table, he just covers the exact table itself. Is that enough to say the table is buckled to the cover? Answer, it makes absolutely no difference. It makes no difference if you permanently fixed in the table, the cover, or you didn't. The fact is, this is now the new cover. It takes over, and the table itself, the wooden table, is buckled to it. Number one. Number two, it makes absolutely no difference. You covered the side of the rim, or you didn't cover the side, the border. So therefore, the shulchan is bottled to the cover. So just say that the shulchan is bottled to the gold, and that's why it's mekabel tumah. That's why Allah shulchan had toy. What did Tami Maisu the nest, which you know, what for? No, you know why? Maybe we had to use the answer that's portable. Because in this case over here, the table is not a piece of hide over there that became bottled to the marble. Here we're talking about a wooden table, proper, you know, a wooden table, a casey wood, which is very chashev, and therefore it's not bottled to the golden cover. It makes no difference. Then this makes sense only this answer, according to the Shlokish, who said, when do we say that it's bottled to the cover? Only this material called akaslugus, whatever that is. Haboy imibdinisham that come from overseas. So it's not chashiv. Avoklein mesames, another kind of material, I'm not sure what that is. The chashivi, which is very chashiv, like botli, and does not become bottle shapit. So then I understand the shulchan is a chashiv of wood, does not become bottle to the cover. So therefore, why should it become tummy? You'll have to tell me because it's portable. And any kind of wood. If now it takes on a new cover, the new cover becomes the table, the dominant factor here. And therefore, if it's gold or if it's a marble, it's no longer mekabel tumah. Sorry, it could be mekabel tumah. Then my ikalamema, what he can answer? So we answer shiny shulchan. Okay, so according to the shlok is that it's always according to the Shlokish, who says it does not become bottled, therefore it's not mekabel tumah. That's why the Shlokish had to say that it's portable. And the Shlokish is the one who said that it's portable. He said because the Nes. The Shlokish is the one who said, Ruchi Baschem. Ruche Baschel of Namakim. That was the Shlokhi just said it. Makes sense. It's all the Shittase. But Rabbi Eichel holds that any wood, I don't care what material, what it is, if there's a cover to it, it's bottled to the cover, so it is Mekabal to me. And Zigmar, a shiny Shulchan, the table's different. The Rachmana Karya Eitz. The Shulchan is different because the Torah called it an Eitz. And once the Torah refers to it as an Eitz, you cannot make it disappear. It's Eitz. It should not be Mekabal Tumah unless it's portable. And that's why we had to answer that. Shenema, where do you find that the Torah called it Eitz? So we find, again, we find the word Torah, it's even going to Tanakh. And we had this a few times already, where the Torah is saying, HaTorah Karu. The Mashon, the end of the first page of Kama, brings a whole bunch of things where it says HaToyda, and doesn't mean Toyda, it means Tanakh or Kabbalah, or a Mitzvah Asay, even though Toyda doesn't necessarily mean Asay in the Toyda. HaToyda, with it. The Torah it says, HaMizbeach Eitz, the wooden Mizbeach, is Sholish, Amiz Gevoya, 3, Amiz High, V'Orkosh, Taim, Amiz Lentu, Amiz, U'miktsayis, like that corner, V'Orkosh, and its length, V'Kirayis of Eitz, and its walls were made out of wood. Hashem said to me, Zeha Shulcha Shevnam. Talking about the Shulchan. He started off talking about the Mizbech and he ends with the Shulchan. And it said, Vikirais of Eitz. So what is he from here? That the Shulchan itself is called Eitz. Because the Torah gave it so much chashivas, I don't care, you put a gold layer on top of it, it's Torah calls identifies it as a Shulchan Eitz. So therefore, it's not Mekabel Tumah other than the fact that it's portable and moves outside. So the Gemara, as I think as Achish, always remember this. Pasach bin Mizbeach v'siyem b'shulchan. It started out, the posse started off saying HaMizbeach is eight, and then it ends off that I realize that Shulchan shall live Neshem. Sorry? Yeah, that's exactly the inner Mizbeach. Rabbi Yechir Rabbi Lodim Tavayu Bizman she Beis HaMikdash Kaim the times the Beis HaMikdash is Mizbeach Mechaper Alodim, the Mizbeach is what they use to be Mechaper on a person. Achshav she ain't Beis HaMikdash Kaim, now the Beis HaMikdash is not Kaim. Shulchanai shal Odom Mechaper, Shulchan is Mechaper, and the as if he's going to say the Gisa was Behachnosas Orchim. Behachnosas Orchim, that's how you Mechaper. And Rashi says give a piece of bread to an Eilich, that's how you Mechaper. And Tesla adds, because G'dayla L'gimma Shemekarevis, that food is the best way to bring people together. And the Kiddush and Shabbos, food is the best way to bring people together. Okay.